Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Max Scherzer could make a decision by the time we are off the air today at 10 a.m. He might be coming to the Mets. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning there, Jay. You know, I'm doing well. It seems like, you know, we were gone since Wednesday. So much has happened since that time. I mean, it's crazy what has gone on over the last 4 days, especially the world of sports with the football and the baseball and everything else. I don't know what the Yankees are doing. They don't seem to be doing anything right now. And all of this is preceding what likely is going to be a lockout in Major League Baseball. The NFL Players Association, MLBPA, the Major League Baseball Players Association, hired a new lawyer, new negotiator, not going to be fooling around. There is going to be a lot of, I think, stress going forward here with baseball once they get to, I believe, Thursday. And it's going to be interesting. But you have these flurry of signings. And I mean, you know, the Mets came out with the guns a-blazing, man. And if they get Scherzer in here, that's going to be unbelievable. And yeah. I don't really care how much money Steve Cohen wants to give somebody. God bless him. Just keep spending money until you get it right, I guess. But it is a little bit, if I am a Yankee fan, I'm sitting here going, all this stuff is happening around the league. And what are we doing?
Brian Cashman sucks.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, I don't think that's fair, but I think
that's Eddie hitting his buttons again.
Brian Cashman sucks.
See, that's not right either. Right.
I think they're waiting out the shortstop market. You saw Simeon sign, but other than that,
Seager's going back to the Dodgers.
You would think that is probably what's going to happen. So then, what is it? Correa? Is it Baez? What do the Yankees do? I think that's the biggest question for them, and they're watching, you know, other players like Starling Marte in a position of need, because the Yankees could use an outfielder. They could use a center fielder that stays healthy and is productive. You know, go to the Mets.
You know, but it's interesting. Like, people forget that the Yankees have Aaron Hicks.
Yeah, but
people
he never
forget
plays.
But I know, but the other thing, too, is he does have a contract, and he is signed, and maybe he'll come back and he'll play healthy this year. I don't know. But everybody also forgets that the Mets have Robinson Cano.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, everybody's talking about, well, we're going to go DH. Well, Dom Smith is going to be DH, or Pete Alonso is going to be the DH. Well, you know, what about Robinson Cano?
He should probably end up being the DH.
And then do you keep Javi Baez as second baseman?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, man. It sounds like to me that the Mets have identified a couple of issues both on the field and off the field where they're moving on from some guys.
All right.
Like, honestly, I think that Michael Conforto they looked at and they were like, not good enough. Not worth $100 million. See ya. I think they look at Marcus Stroman and said, you know, maybe there's too many problems here with Marcus Stroman as far as a clubhouse situation. I don't think I want to bring him back. Javi Baez, thumbs down to the fans, sort of created an issue there, and you brought in Lindor's best friend who choked out a teammate during the season and then took his position. Maybe we don't want to bring him back. And that's sort of what I like about these signings, too. The three guys that the Mets brought in, and Scherzer obviously is the next level, but the three guys the Mets brought in on Friday, Canna, Marte, and Escobar, those guys are known you do the research on them, known to be great clubhouse guys. They're veterans. You don't have to worry about it.
Every time I hear the word Escobar, I just think of Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
He was a bad dude.
He was a bad dude.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was a cocaine kingpin.
Yes, he was.
And he was. They finally got him, and they murdered him on a roof if you watch Narcos.
Exactly. Yeah. I watch Narcos. That's why I always think of Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
You know, but the Mets are spending, man. I got to tell you, to get a center fielder, I'm happy. And if you get Scherzer in here, and you put him with Jacob DeGrom at the top of that rotation, I would think that'd be a pretty good way to start a season.
Well, of course. Now, he's 37 right now.
I don't care. I don't care how old he is.
I'm just telling you to give you some context, and I want him to sign too, trust me.
Look what Verlander got.
I understand, but he's 37. If they end, it could be 3 years. Maybe they go 4 years to get him, and they also could be driving the price up for somebody else.
What's amazing to me is that, you know, what do the Major League Baseball players seem to have to argue about when it comes to sitting down for a CBA?
Well, that was
I guess
that
has
point.
Something to do with minor league baseball and getting those guys paid, and there's a lot more to it than just the big money signings we're seeing. I know that. The devil, as they say, Gio,
is in the details. Yes.
And those details have got to be hammered out, and it is going to be interesting, to say the least, to see whether or not this thing is going to start on time, and whether or not spring training is going to be here as normal, or this thing is going to be an extended lockout.
Well, it is amazing. You have these flurry of signings. You could get a guy in Max Scherzer who's 37 who gets 4 years and or 3 years and $120 million, and there's still going to be disputes as to what goes on, which is nuts. And of course, I mean, not to sound negative about it, but wouldn't it just be fitting that the Mets have the best offseason they've had in years and years and years, and then all of a sudden there's a lockout and the season doesn't start on time because of it? How fitting would that be? But these two sides, they can't stand one another. And we got a taste of it in the COVID year in 2020 when they couldn't agree on how long the season was going to be.
Yeah, but I think you and I also felt like that the players had to back off some of their demands.
Sure.
Because, you know, the owners were not going to be making nearly as much money because the stands were going to be empty.
And normally we're pro-player people.
We're always pro-player. At least I am.
Yeah.
And because I understand that, you know, all of these franchises have, you know, quintupled in worth, net worth, you know, over the last just 10 years. So, you can't be crying poverty, maybe unless, of course, you are the Rays or somebody like that or the Marlins. I can understand that because it is a regional sport. And, you know, the teams here make a lot more money. Tickets are a lot more. The sponsorships are a lot more. The skyboxes are a lot more, as we saw at UBS Arena, which, by the way, was beautiful on Wednesday night.
Just off the charts. Gorgeous place.
It was really a gorgeous place, I have to say. And I do agree that the NHL should have shut down the Islanders. They probably should have shut them down earlier, but they had four straight home games, and all of those home games were sold out.
Yeah, in a new building that people had been waiting for. The team was on a road for a very, very long time.
It may end up costing the Islanders their season. I don't know. There's a lot of season left to be played, but they got caught into a really weird situation where they were playing with mainly minor leaguers, especially on the back end, and it was atrocious. It was just hard to watch, and I think some semblance of reality finally caught up to the NHL and shut their season down. I mean, when we left there on Wednesday night and the Rangers had won, I didn't feel like we accomplished anything. We got our 2 points. That was fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like there was a buzz in the building about the game or any of that stuff because the Islanders were a shell of their team.
Yeah, I mean, there were people that were excited to be there because, of course, it was one of the first games ever. But you saw those boxes. All you had to do was look at the luxury boxes and look down the row that we were fortunate enough to be in, see all of them packed, gills, and realize what a game was played.
Well, all the kids are home from college, right, for Thanksgiving. And then, you know, everybody wants to be there for Ranger Islanders and all that other stuff. And, you know, it didn't have the buzz to it. You know, it was a game that I expected my team to win. They did. They did everything that they were supposed to do, and I don't want to take anything away from them. But I also know that the Islanders were a shell of a team and have been a shell of a team for the last, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we did run into a bunch of important people there. We were actually talking about Steve Cohen that night because he hadn't done anything to that point.
Right, exactly.
We were saying, what's going on with this guy? And then all of a sudden, a couple days later,
boom,
here we are, boom, and he's doing everything that you wanted him to do. Now, this Scherzer thing, it seemed like late last night, it was about midnight or so, where some of these tweets were coming in, like they were closing in on a deal. But I'm still nervous about the fact that this could be a leverage situation.
The Dodgers are going to be right there. They're going to be right there with him, and then it's going to come down to, does he want to stay in L.A. or does he want to come to New York? I mean, that's really, and I do believe it's leverage between these two teams.
Of course.
No question about that. You know, the other amazing thing is Marcus Semien got 7 years, $175 million
mm-hmm.
from the Texas Rangers to leave the Toronto Blue Jays. I was thinking, you know, somebody would give him maybe 4 years, maybe $100 million.
Seven.
He got seven right. years.
7 years, by the way, guaranteed
yes.
dollars in baseball. But let's get a lockout going. Let's lock these
I
guys
mean,
out.
It is really, it's amazing when you yeah. think about it. And then, of course, the Rays pluck Corey Kluber from the Yankees, so he'll give them, you know, four innings an outing.
Yeah, right, exactly. And be out for 3 months and then
right.
come back.
Exactly.
And give you four innings again. Are you going to be devastated at this point if Scherzer doesn't sign because we've gotten this close?
I mean, I don't know who they're going to throw out there right now as a starting rotation.
You've seen some of these other guys go off the board, too, over the last...
Well, Gausman has gone off the
right.
board now.
Gray as well.
Right, so they're starting to drop like flies. And we all know baseball is pitching. I don't care whatever you said, but it seems like more so bullpen pitching than actual starting pitching. Although, if you had a healthy Jacob deGrom and a healthy Max Scherzer at the top of your rotation...
Should set you above some. I mean, that's what you want. You want one of those two guys going against a bullpen game in a critical playoff series.
Right, and it should take some of the pressure off of your bullpens, assuming that they're healthy. That's the thing. I mean, you'd like to think that you can get six innings per guy, maybe seven at some point, and then you have to bolster your bullpen. So, still a lot of work to do. I'm still amazed at the Yankees. What are the Yankees doing?
Yeah, they're basically waiting out this shortstop market is what they're doing. I mean, and also, I mean, who knows how much flexibility that they have. I mean, clearly Steve Cohen has said, I don't care about the luxury tax. I don't care about anything. My first year was a total embarrassment as owner, and I'm fixing that. And I'm overpaying if I have to overpay, and we're bringing in free agents, and I'm going to destroy whatever narrative is out there that people don't want to play in New York because I've got money. And that's what talks.
We should have known that they were going to overpay once we saw Syndergaard get what he got from the Angels. And then, you know, that was kind of like the first big domino that fell, and it was only a one-year deal, but still at $21 million.
Yeah.
It's insane that he is on a one-year, prove-it, $21 million deal. Good for him.
Two innings in 2 years.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So then you start taking a look at some of these contracts that are being handed out right now. I guess for the player wants some sort of future earnings, and he wants to be able to look forward to it, and he wants to be able to say, okay, I'm good. As opposed to coming out of the lockout, do you think there's going to be more money there?
No,
I don't see it.
No, I mean, I think what this is why you're seeing a flurry of signings. So you got until what? It's Wednesday?
Wednesday night. I believe Wednesday night.
So this is going to be a crazy couple of days. These players want to get in now. That's what they want. They want these deals. They want to get it in now. They don't want to mess around. But I mean, I guess if there's a lockout, they're not getting paid.
You know, though. So Scherzer is on the Players Executive Committee, right? So he is knee-deep involved in all of this. You know, one part of his mouth, he's like bitching and complaining about the CBA. On the other side, he's getting ready to sign at the age of 37, either a 3 or 4 year deal at $40 million a year.
Well, he's taking care of the people that are going to come after him. That's what it is.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
when you think
I know.
About it.
No, I know.
I mean, what has he got to bitch about? But I understand that a guy like him has to be an important voice in the room. He's a very bright guy, and he will be one of the highest paid players in the league. And they have to listen to what he has to say about the players that are coming from behind. See, that was the thing that I always got pissed off about our union under the direction of Gene Upshaw. I mean, you know, what did he do for me? He did nothing for me. And, you know, his claim that he didn't represent the retired players, that he only represents the active players.
Yeah.
I'm like, BS, we're all going to be retired players at one point in time.
Right.
You better start thinking about our retirement. So I understand like kind of some of the mechanisms and some of the arguments that go on. And in baseball, you get about 1,200 players. So every player has a different take on what should be the CBA and what it should look like. But it is important for guys like Max Scherzer to be at the forefront of these negotiations because players will respect that he is fighting for the next generation of players because this is most likely going to be his last contract.
We're going to be watching this all morning long. I know that it's going to be something that will be refreshing Twitter as much as we can. Last night you had closing in, finalizing some of these words that aren't final. There has not been an agreement yet, but the Mets are apparently close to signing Max Scherzer. We'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day, but keep it right here for all the updates.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Jerry Recco. Still at home from last week. So what happened, Jerry? You were sick, you felt better, and then you got sick again?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much the way that went. I felt really good on Thanksgiving, and then Friday was fine, and then Saturday was okay until Saturday night. Not so good.
You got the COVID?
I don't. Boomer, I keep testing. I keep testing negative. Really? I did it again this morning.
Well, maybe you got the Omicron.
Maybe I have Omicron. That's possible.
Is that the name of it? Omicron?
Something Omicron? Like that.
Omicron.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Omicron.
Coming out of South Africa.
I think it's Omicron.
Omicron.
I call it Omicron.
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 Whatever. Yeah. Well, wouldn't the test can't detect the Omicron?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, is that true?
I don't know that either.
So, you know, it's funny. If you go back to February of 2020, I would swear I had COVID before we knew what COVID was. Or February, January.
Got an Omicron panic about ready to happen.
So maybe I have Omicron.
No, there's no one in America with Omicron.
I don't know about that.
North America there is. In Canada, up in Ottawa, they found the first one.
Imagine if Jerry's the first Omicron patient.
Might be.
Shut up, Al.
That would be unbelievable, Jerry. You've been sick for like a week now.
I've been, in and around Thursday and Friday, yes. I've been sick since last Monday night.
You still counting the penalty flags from your Cowboys?
That was disgusting.
That was ridiculous. Right?
And by the way, both sides, 24 penalties for 300 yards is stupid.
There was only about two penalties that I thought probably shouldn't have been called, and one of those was the interference on Anthony Brown in the end zone. But other than that, if you line up offside, you have to get
I don't argue with that.
And you block in the back, or you cut somebody on special teams when you shouldn't be doing those things, or holding on special teams. Those things are going to be called. I mean, and
I just, you know what I don't like?
Penalty flags. Jesus.
The problem is you can call holding on every single play. You know that. Mm-hmm. And you can call, even watching the Eagle-Giant game yesterday, you can call pass interference on almost every play. And that crew, they said they were the third most penalized crew. Who were the first two?
Probably Jerome Boger.
So that was Ed Hockley's son.
Right.
Who was the crew for Thursday's game between the Raiders and the Cowboys. And yeah, they have thrown, I believe, the third most flags. All season long. So, but you know that going into a game as a coach, that's part of your scouting. Okay, guys, we're playing with a group that likes to throw flags. But then again, you know, Micah Parsons lined up offsides a couple times.
Well, I'm not arguing that.
I mean, you got to throw the flag on that.
Our Thanksgiving family play didn't work out so good. We had the Lions money line. That was a loser. We had the over, which was a loser.
Yeah.
But we had
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton over passing yards.
All right, so if you remember, I was the one that picked Andy Dalton. All I'm saying.
All right. Well, we lost the bet, though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, well, okay. But you were in on the other stuff. It was all
I'm in on the other stuff because it's, you know, I'm with you guys all the way, man.
Big loser.
All the way.
You have a big influence here. You could have changed our minds.
No, I mean, like, you guys, you know, G here was really like, man, this game's going over.
I didn't. I did not like. That was the one thing I didn't like. I liked the Lions. I liked the Dalton. I didn't like the over. That's the thing I said. But whatever. Doesn't matter because we lost. That's the only thing
we
that
lost.
All right, Jerry, what's happening today, man?
Well, we're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. So let's get to some of the sound of this. Obviously, the whole Max Scherzer thing is the lead story, but there's nothing has changed since around 1 a.m. I would say the closest thing we've seen was John Morosi did report that the Mets were finalizing a deal for Scherzer, but don't know. Some of the reported numbers.
John Morosi?
John Morosi from MLB Network.
He used to be John Paul Morosi. He dropped the Paul. Now he's just John Morosi.
Why did he drop the John Paul Morosi? I like that better.
I don't know why he dropped the Paul.
John Paul Morosi. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a little cumbersome.
John Paul. J.P. Morosi.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, anyway, 3 years, 120 is what's kind of out there. And this is after, on Friday, the Mets got Cana, as we know, and Marte and Escobar. So Kevin Gausman, thankfully, goes somewhere else. He didn't want him here. He goes to Toronto, five-year deal, $110 million, it looks like. Marcus Semien and John Gray to the Rangers. The Twins give Byron Buxton a seven-year extension, and Corey Kluber goes to the Rays. All right, let's get to the sound of the Giant game. Man, it is a good thing they changed offensive coordinators because they put on a show yesterday as they rolled up. I mean, listen to this. 264 yards of offense. Woo-hoo, wow. But they did win defensively.
Hurts takes a shotgun snap. He's going to hand it off right for Scott. Scott fumbled the football, and it's recovered by Julian Love of the Giants. It got popped out from behind, and Love recovered it with 1:34 to go.
Yeah, still a lot of time.
And Popper.
It was a good thing they changed coordinators because that offense was able to run out the clock. And actually,
oh, my God. I mean, the offense was awful again yesterday. But, man, Jalen Hurts, the only thing that really, the reason the Giants won this game is because Jalen Hurts was worse than everybody else on the field.
Yeah, he was terrible. He really, I was surprised. Through three picks, none of them looked good. The one in the end zone before the half was terrible.
Yeah, but if he gets a play made in those last two throws in
amazing.
The end zone,
amazing.
They win the game. And then the receivers, well, one of them could have been a pass interference call, but there was a couple of drops right through the hands.
It would have been Thursday.
Right? You're absolutely right. But right through the hands of Rager on that last play there. But he was awful. He had three picks, 100 and something yards. The only guy who was worse yesterday, I think, was Zach Wilson. This was debatable.
This game was 3-0.
Cam Newton was worse.
Or Cam Newton was worse. Three.
Anyway, 13-7 was the final. By the way, the Giants are only a game out of a playoff spot at 4-7, I believe.
Yeah, I think there's only, I want to say, six teams in the NFC that have a 500 or better record. In the AFC, it's 12 teams.
This is why you keep punching and fighting. Here's Joe Judge. Big win.
It was a good team win. Look, that's a well-coached football team. They play very hard. They do a lot of things that pose a lot of issues. You know, it was a week that we had to do a lot of prep as a team to account for a lot of things they have, both personnel and scheme-wise.
Well, they got it done. Here he was. So Freddie Kitchens calling plays. I guess he's the offensive coordinator. Here were thoughts with the change and how things went.
Not every play was perfect. Okay, there's a lot of things we have to go back and make sure we correct and keep pushing forward and working with. All right, and kind of looking at, you know, what worked, what didn't, how we can go ahead and improve on that. However, in terms of how those guys work together operationally with it, I was very pleased with it.
Here is Daniel Jones. His day was all right. He was 19 of 30, 202 and a touchdown. His thought of working with Kitchens.
Went good. I think communication was good today. And, you know, I know it was a collaborative effort with all the coaches on offense. And, you know, we worked together throughout the week and kind of put the plan together. So everything went well.
Great.
They won on Michael Strahan Day.
Yeah,
they did.
Defense played well. Yeah.
They won, and the defense was all over Jalen Hurts. They're the ones that forced the interceptions. Yeah, bad decisions by Jalen, but a good performance by their defense. Really,
they win. You don't give it back.
Yeah. No.
No.
That's exactly right. They'll play in Miami on Sunday, and the Dolphins have played good football.
Yeah, they're red hot, the Dolphins.
That's right. Was it 4 in a row or 5?
Four in a row, baby. And Tua was slinging it yesterday.
Yeah. They beat the Panthers yesterday as Cam Newton went about 2 for 93.
God. He's supposed to show you how good Bill Belichick was last year.
Yeah, I guess so.
How did they win 7 games last year?
Can you tell me? No, and then they had no defense, too, because all those guys opted out.
They still won 7 games.
I know. It's incredible.
5 of 21 for 92 yards. Oof-a. Let's get to the Jets, because last week John Franklin Myers had a big gaffe on defense. Well, yesterday he came to play.
A little miscommunication. It's deflected up in the air, and it's picked off. John Franklin Myers. Unbelievable. He returns it 32 yards.
Run, big fella, run.
Was it really that unbelievable?
No. I think it was great.
Nice play.
He ran to the sideline.
He doesn't know where he's going.
He was exhausted.
Run a straight line right down the hash marks.
He does run to the left.
Runs to the left of the sideline.
That was Spiro Dedis on CBS. Jets win. 21-14 was the final. Zach Wilson, 14 of 24, 145 yards, one interception, one rushing touchdown. Here was Robert Saleh.
He was fine. Obviously, there was a little rust there after a month, but I thought he managed the game well. You know, I thought, again, the offense was running the heck out of the football, and he was doing a good job on third down. So it was just a good day of managing the game.
He Austin was absolutely brutal in the first half. Brutal.
He wasn't great.
And the back fumble now. We got the
back fumble.
Back fumble now. Or the back interception, I should say. Not the back fumble.
Yeah,
the back
but they pick. Won.
Yeah, they did win. And, you know, he did calm down somewhat in the second half. You know, he was...
Still some of these short throws. He's just...
Nervous.
Yeah.
He's totally nervous. And he's just got to relax. I feel like, you know, somebody should give him a Xanax or something before the game.
I don't know about that.
Well, here he was. Sleep. A victory's a victory.
Yeah, really good. You know, really good, especially just because, you know, I wasn't happy with how, you know, I performed, just the ups and downs of it all. You know, I got to just keep going, and, you know, it's all part of the process.
The process. Franklin Myers, we mentioned the penalty last week that really hurt them. He not only had the interception, he had a couple of sacks, and he was fired up afterwards.
I know that, you know, that just can't happen. A mistake like that, that potentially costs the game, and that just couldn't happen, you know. And thankful for my coaches and the position they put me in and the teammates, like, they just put me in a great position, and I just made the routine plays routine.
Felt good for him. So they've got, so the Giants are 4-7, the Jets are now 3-8. The Jets will play the Eagles on Sunday. Elsewhere, boy, your former team, they absolutely steamrolled the Steelers there, Boom. Here comes a nice highlight from Horton Lapham.
Big Ben catches the shotgun snap. Short drop, throws, and it is intercepted. Running it back to the house for the touchdown. Mike Hilton against his former team intercepts Ben Roethlisberger's pass and runs it into the end zone. Cincinnati is embarrassing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they were, and they did. 41-10 was the final. I believe, if I read the story right, Mike Hilton, that was his first interception at any level of football.
Really?
Either that or it was first pick six at any level of football.
That sounds more like,
either way, I read it quickly, but either way, it's still surprising
former
to me.
Former Steeler.
That's right.
Yes, exactly right.
By the Jets now have the 4th and 5th draft pick, and the Giants have the 6th and 7th.
Well, that makes an exciting draft night.
Yeah.
I mean, to have back-to-back picks like that with both
back-to-back
teams.
Back-to-back-to-back.
4 in a row?
Yes, 4 in a row right now.
Yeah, I don't know. After I saw that Giant offense yesterday, I don't know if they're losing again. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
Only because... in the famous words of Al, I feel like I wasted 2 hours yesterday watching that first half.
I mean, the whole... I went out to watch the games yesterday. I actually... And Gina came with me because she wanted to watch the Steeler game out. And, of course, they got smacked. Oh. So we had that game and then those two games. It was just horrendous. Thank God we were drinking and eating.
Right.
And
you know what's amazing? Is that the Bengals have now beaten the Steelers 3 straight games.
Yeah, that never used to happen.
No, the last time they did that?
Boomer played. I saw that on the NFL Today yesterday.
Yeah, when I was there, they were like an expansion team. We beat them. I beat them 6 straight times.
Was that the Bubby Brister days?
I think so.
Bubby. Yeah.
Well, here was Ben. He talks about the blowout loss.
It's kind of those ones that you can, know that we have to come in tomorrow and we're going to meet and talk about it. To me, there's not a lot to talk about. We got our butt kicked, and it is what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and, just dealing with this collapsed lung that I've been dealing with, it's really tough. So, the work
was there anything, did you see the one play, since you were watching it with your wife, did you see the one play where the helmet hit his hand on the fumble?
Yes, I did, yes.
He started shaking. I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah, was there anything from that? I didn't see anything.
No, I didn't see anything after that either, but of course. Mean,
when you guys are unbelievable, have you ever hit your hand on a helmet?
I just asked if he got hurt. That's all.
Well, he was shaking his hands. So you're acting like he was like faking something.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't know if there was an injury, he broke a bone or something on that.
Yeah, I've never broken 5 fingers at once like I did today, but just got to play through it. You know, that's one of those things. There's no excuses in the NFL.
Here we go. Aaron Rodgers could play with a broken toe.
And what is that whole COVID toe thing that I was hearing?
It was a joke.
Oh,
he made the joke that he's got a toe injury, not related to COVID.
I was like,
I thought Joe Buck trolled him on that or something.
Didn't he mention something about being immunized or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, he said his toe was immunized.
Ah, there you go. Speaking of Buck, we're talking the Bucks. Boy, I tell you, your guy Frank Reich had his team in position to win yesterday to beat Tampa, but in the end, Tampa had the big plays down the stretch.
Gronkowski on the left edge along with Wells. Here's the snap. Brady has the ball off, running to the left. Is Barnett inside the 25. Stiff arm to the 20. On his feet to the 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Leonard Fournette. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow, is that the dagger? I hope so, with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know, you had a muff punt by Nyheim Hines. You had a sack fumble by Shaq Barrett. And then you had an interception from Carson Wentz. All three of those things led to points.
Yeah. And so he, by the way, Leonard Fournette, that was Bucs Radio. Leonard Fournette had four touchdowns, three on the ground, and a receiving touchdown as well. He ran for 100 yards. And so 38-31 was the final as Tampa gets the win at Indianapolis. Just quickly, you had the Patriots win again. They run away from the Titans, 36-13. In that game, Mac Jones, 310 yards passing, two touchdowns. Broncos beat the Chargers. Packers did beat the Rams, 36-28. Niners over your Vikings. And Dalvin Cook, I saw, dislocated shoulder, I think it was. Last night, Lamar Jackson throws four interceptions, and the Ravens still win. They beat the Browns.
This game last night was like painful.
I didn't see the lick of it. I was passed out, completely passed out.
I mean, Baker Mayfield is playing hurt. He can barely get the ball out of his hands, and Lamar is just throwing the ball to the other team at will.
And they still won.
I mean, Chris was pretty good last night, Chris Collinsworth pointing out, like, you know, that's on Lamar, that's on Lamar, that's on Lamar. I mean, they still won because the Browns just can't seem to get their act together on offense.
Seahawks in Washington tonight. We'll have that on the fan. Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma for USC. Reports say Oklahoma wants Kingsbury out of Arizona. We'll see. Who knows? Devils beat the Flyers 5-2. Rangers Islanders postponed. You guys went over that, the whole COVID thing, obviously. And the Warriors beat the Clippers 105-90. I mention it because Golden State is 18-2. There you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Hot Stove Baseball Monday as we wait to hear about Max Scherzer and his decision, as the Mets have laid it out there. A massive contract offer to Scherzer. Over $40 million a year, right around $40 million a year for at least 3 years, maybe 4 years.
And now we wait to see if he's going to accept that deal or he's going to bring it back to the Dodgers and say, you got to match this or do better or whatever the situation is going to be. So that's going to be a big story throughout the morning and the rest of the day. If it's like every other big New York sports story, it will happen at 10:02 the second we get off the air. Because that's generally what happens.
That's basically what happens. That's right.
And so, then you also had the two football games, of course, that were wins for both the Jets and Giants, but could not have been more brutal to watch.
I mean, from an offensive standpoint, not from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, but just from an entertainment standpoint, just rough. And then neither one of the games had any sort of meaning to them either.
Here's an amazing stat that came up, that popped up yesterday, and I forget about these things, and then I try to attach them to today's situation, and you realize just how far someone has fallen. So yesterday, Mac Jones had his first 300-yard game with two touchdowns and no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has been done before by a couple of quarterbacks. And
In their rookie seasons.
Okay. Since 1950, two quarterbacks have had multiple games with those numbers. One is Justin Herbert, who did it five times last year. Okay?
Okay, that's a lot of times.
The other is Daniel Jones, who did it four times his rookie year.
Wow.
Where is that player?
I have no idea. I mean, we saw those flashes his rookie year, and we were all about Daniel Jones.
Maybe Pat Shurmur knew what he was doing.
Maybe. I mean, because he has not been the same player since. Not even close. I mean, even in a win yesterday, just brutal. I mean, the entire offense is just brutal. And they tried to target Kenny Golladay more. That's obviously something that they wanted to do. I mean, and Saquon Barkley is just, I don't know how many times I have to say it, he's a non-factor. He's just not a player who matters to the Giants. So that decision, whether or not to give him a contract or not, is easy. He should not get a contract. I'm sorry. Where is that player from his rookie season? I understand he's dealt with some injuries. Where are both those guys?
Right.
They're not on the current. They're not on the 2021 Giants. But, I mean, you win a game, you still have a shot because the rest of the NFC is just putrid, got that extra wild card. I mean, what do you do? This is the problem now, too. If they win a couple of games against some bad teams as the schedule softens up,
you're getting a full sense of security
about who you are?
They got to go to Miami next week. That is not going to be easy. Miami's playing great right now.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They're still in the hunt. Everybody's still in the hunt at the moment.
I don't see the Giants in the hunt.
Yeah, well, they're in the hunt.
In the hunt?
They're in the hunt.
They should be in the hunt.
They're in the hunt.
The wild card hunt.
They are.
Do you remember that mistake?
Yes.
It was a big WFAN mistake back in the day.
Right.
We switched the letters of card and hunt.
Yes.
Came out something else. Let's go to Dr. Cohen, who's in New Jersey. What's going on, Dr. Cohen?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just want to make sure that your audience understands that if the Omicron variant appears in the country, it will have no impact on our ability to test.
Okay.
All the diagnostic tests, the PCR lab-based, the point-of-care rapid tests are all based on common genetics that are common in all of the different variants. So I just want to make sure if they get vaccinated, which they should, and get boosted if they could, but if they still need to get tested, we're going to have the ability to make the diagnosis.
All right. Now, what is so much scarier about this one? Is it the fact that people are saying the vaccine isn't effective against it or what? Because I really haven't paid attention to it because I feel like I'm protected because I just had COVID. So I'm like kind of stiff arming this Omicron, but maybe I should be paying attention to it.
The answer is nobody really knows. If you really look, they've sequenced the virus. They're looking to see the impact. They think it might be more infectious, but nobody knows whether or not it's going to be more virulent, meaning we don't know what the impact is going to be yet.
But this is the problem, though, Dr. Cohen.
The problem is that in South Africa, what happened is a lot of people that came down with it were unvaccinated as well, right?
That's correct. They have a very low vaccination rate. So no one really knows the impact. I just want to make sure that you and your audience understand that if we have to make the diagnosis, our tools are currently applicable to everything that's out there that's common among the variants. We are the testing company for the NFL, NBA, soccer, and Major League Hockey. So, we're pretty familiar with all the testing across both the sports leagues and the general public. You know, so we're watching this thing really carefully right now.
So is there any way that we could send Jerry Recco over to you guys?
Absolutely.
No, so we could send Jerry Recco.
Oh, perfect. Oh, great, because he's been doing these home tests. Are these home tests Fugazi tests, Dr. Cohen?
Yeah, so the home tests are very good if you have symptoms and you have the virus. The testing is much more reliable if it's lab-based, but it's really good for the home testing if you have symptoms and you have to detect whether or not you have it.
But if you're asymptomatic, you may not show it?
That's correct. If you don't have symptoms and you just want to test on a home test, the only real way to do it is to test yourself sequentially over multiple days.
And can you tell me...
But it's better to test than not to test.
Right.
If you have the home test.
Right, exactly. It's better to get vaccinated than be unvaccinated.
That's right.
Let me ask you about the Islanders situation. Are you familiar with what's going on there?
I know what... Yes, I'm familiar with that. They've had a bunch of positives on a bunch of different players. I can't comment on whether or not... To what significant degree they have or haven't spread the disease or not. I'm just aware from what I've heard.
All right. If they are all vaccinated, which they all are, there's only one unvaccinated player in the NHL that we know of. So these are breakthrough cases, I guess we'd call them. And many of these players, as I understand, are asymptomatic.
Yeah. Let me talk about breakthrough for a second. What's happened is a majority of people are now approaching their 6 or 8 month time period when they had their second dose. What's happened is it's quite obvious now that your immunity is coming down after the second dose at about 6 or 8 months. So that's why we're seeing so many breakthrough cases for people who have not had the booster. So we're telling everybody, if you're 6 months out or greater, you should absolutely get the booster because the predominant variant, which is the Delta variant, is highly, highly infectious. So you may be exposed to the Delta variant. If you haven't had the booster, there's a not an insignificant chance that you're going to come down with COVID. The question is whether you're symptomatic or not, or the degree of which you become sick is quite variable. But you need to get the booster if you're greater than 6 months out.
All right, Dr. Cohen, a lot of information there. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we liked it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, take care.
Thanks for educating the audience.
Yeah, that's right. That's Dr.
Cohen.
We
try to do it.
Yeah, but we're not doctors. Not even close.
Doctor.
Doctor. Ross in Connecticut. What's up, Ross?
Guys, how are you?
Great, man.
What's happening,
for
Ross?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Ross.
Oh, no. He had a very important question for us. I'll try to put him on hold. Maybe his thing comes back. He's going to ask us to name his baby.
Do we know boy or girl?
Well, these are the questions that I was going to ask Ross. But obviously, we can't ask Ross because his phone crapped out. He is back? No, he's not back. No, he's not back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.